We've got some questions, a question on the POR Facebook page, and you can also call 792-9767, that's 792-WPOR. Tell us about that one coworker that keeps, quote-unquote, borrowing stuff off your desk that they have absolutely no right to take when using stuff on your desk.
What spurred this little conversation? Did anything happen that I don't know about?
I saw this post on Reddit, and it kind of made my blood boil about this person posted about this coworker that came up to her desk one day and just grabbed a Keurig, the K-cup or whatever, and started using her Keurig. And she was like, "What are you doing?" And the lady's like, "Oh, well, everyone puts stuff on their desk. Like, that's for everyone to use."
What?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's not like a little candy dish that you put out for people that stop by to have a mint or something.
No, and I guess she was
doing this.
Those
K-cups are expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are wicked expensive. And, like, just someone touching your stuff is so violating when you're not there, especially.
What type of person learn for life lessons that you would feel?
It's so weird.
That you had the right to walk up to someone's desk and just take anything you wanted off of
There's, especially something like that, unless there's a sign on that Keurig that says, "Please help yourself."
Yeah, right. Take one or whatever.
Also, side note, isn't it weird that you have your own Keurig at your desk?
That's a little strange.
It's a little strange.
But, you know, not out of the realm of possibility.
Maybe this girl's got a problem, or this guy's got a problem with people taking their stuff constantly, so they want it at their desk, because it's obviously a free-for-all at that office.
100%. Someone came in early and was watching this lady, and apparently she just goes around to people's desks and, like, grabbed a pack of oatmeal from someone's box on their desk.
Really?
Took someone's vitamins that were on their desk.
Listen,
like, dude.
I'm gonna fess up right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is John, Joe, and Courtney confession time.
Ooh.
I've stole stuff off people's desks here, like pens, paper clips.
That's like little.
You know, I'm walking by and I need a pen. Mm-hmm. So I'll just look at their desk. They got like 50 pens and I'll just grab one out of their little pen bin.
And chances are those are office supplies that they didn't pay
for.
Right.
Probably.
But I would never take a personal item from somebody.
No.
Right? Like Ginger says on our Facebook page, my boss is always taking my good writing pens.
Ugh.
Now that may be something that you bought yourself.
Now Courtney's one of those.
I have very special pens.
Courtney is a pen Nazi. Mm-hmm. She buys them for herself. And when they show up missing, she has counted them. She knows how many there
are. They're from Japan.
Yeah.
They're very expensive.
They're imported.
They're very fine tip. It's like a 0.33
millimeter. But you're pretty
millimeter.
Sure the Bics that I buy at Walmart in a 10-pack for $1 back
are
to
also
school
made
time.
In Japan.
From Japan. So
that's valid. That's valid, honestly. Yeah.
It's either Japan or China.
Right?
It's very true. There's just like a feeling of violation, though.
Of course there is.
Like when I was the receptionist here and the admin assistant here 6 years ago, like people would just grab stuff. And if you're sitting there and they don't say anything and just grab it, it's like, do you want to get stabbed with a pen? Because I'll stab you.
Right?
It's just, it's so violating. But this person, apparently the boss talked to her, but she apparently didn't see anything wrong with what she was doing.
Wow.
Thought it was just, if it's on your desk, it's for everybody.
No kidding.
That's insane.
That's
to me.
A wild story.
Like nobody else feels that. Or do you?
Well, yeah.
I know.
792-9767, 792-WPOR. You can call us, you can text us, and tell us, like, do you have someone in your office, in your workplace, that freely helps themselves to things on other people's desks?
Or maybe you're that person.
Could you imagine if you walked into the office one day and you go to your desk and there's a bunch of stuff and you're like, what's going on here? And then you walk by a couple desks down the line and you're like, hey, Frank, why do you have a picture of my wife on your desk?
Oh, my God.
Why are my wife and children on your desk? What's that all about?
Can you imagine?
Now,
I really like the frame. So
that's
my photo. I just took it.
Joe makes me think of a fun prank you could play on someone in your office.
Ooh.
You could play the prank on someone that you like or someone that you don't like.
Mm.
Get there before everyone else. Take some one item off everyone's desk and put it on that person's desk.
Yeah, that'd
be cool. To make it look like that person has stolen something from each other person in the
framing
office.
Framing your coworkers. I like it.
I like this idea a lot.
Yeah.
We are here before other people.
And there's a ton of people here I hate. So let me think. Who would I do first?
792-9767, 792-WPOR if you have this kind of person at your workplace.